This is the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast with me, Neil Bentley.
And me, Carly Swain.
Look at my studio this morning, Swain.
I'm not looking at it.
Cheeky monkeys in IT have gone and covered the studio in pictures of adult ladies. Don't worry, they're all fairly dressed.
It's not... You're going to blame me for this.
This is actually your fault.
It is my fault.
You started this off by putting a picture in my studio of the England rugby team.
Yeah, it's from the newspaper, though.
It doesn't matter. They're put it right in front of your microphone. The honky, funky, chunky man.
The World Cup is coming up, and I need to, you know, they need to be there.
And that's fine. So obviously the IT just sort of lets an equal balance of male and female images in the studio.
Not really.
So that's,
It's the team photo. They're not even doing anything. They're just sat there.
That lady's just sat there on that car bonnet. Anyway, thank you very much for downloading the podcast. We jest, of course. They are only silly images. But thank you very much for downloading. We've had a bit of a fun week this week. Bit of a strange week this week as well. Still in the summer holidays. But we still managed to get up to a few bits of laughs and jokes and a little bit of trouble. But anyway, this is the best bits. Thank you very much for downloading via the ShropshireStar.com and the 7.co.uk. The highlights of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Now, just by sheer chance, you and I both went to Cornwall for our holidays.
Not together.
I went the first week, then came back, then you were away the second week.
Know.
So we haven't seen each other for a couple of weeks.
I know.
How was your holiday?
It was lush.
It was nice down in Cornwall.
I've never been to Cornwall, and I was so impressed.
I have been. I popped over the border when I was in Devon once popped over and said hello.
Hello.
And then came back. Really got a pasty, which is what you've got to do, really.
Of course.
But good times. How was the weather?
Mixed.
Right, nice, same for me.
Yeah. We did have a lot of rain the first night, which was not fun.
Yeah, it's like I found a little bit windy as well down in Cornwall.
A little bit, yeah.
Particularly by the sea one day when I was desperately holding on to my drink before it blew over. But I thought, no, British summer, let's embrace this.
Neil Bentley.
Danny Wozencroft in the studio this morning.
Morning.
Glad you pointed that out there. Forgot to open your fader.
Yeah.
So you may be in the studio, but nobody could hear you. Good morning, welcome. How was V Festival?
It was very good, thank you.
Good. What time did you get home last night?
About 1:30 this morning.
Good. Yeah, what time to get home today? Very good. We'll talk a bit more about that later on. Let's see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today then with Claude Debussy with us, or sadly no longer with us. Debussy, the classical composer and performer, 149 today. Happy birthday to him. Honna Blackman.
With us.
The actress from The Avengers and a little bit of singer. She's 86 today. Happy birthday. Ron Dante.
With us.
From the Archies, 66 today. Debbie Peterson.
With us.
Yes, she is. From the drummer with the Bangles. He's 50 today. Happy birthday to her. Now, Sherry Murphy. Now, she's in... what's she in now? Hollyoaks, I think, at the moment. But she was in Emmerdale, actress and a bit of presenting. The question is, how old is she today?
38.
So close. 36 today. Such a good guess. It was August the 22nd back in 565 AD. That's a long time ago. The first sighting of the Loch Ness Monster was recorded. Is that true, or have I made that up? That's 1,500 years ago.
Have you made that up, Mr. Bentley?
No, it's actually true. Can you believe that? I know.
Breakfast Podcast.
So the X Factor was back this weekend, and we got to see singer Frankie Kokoza's bottom, which he has tattooed on it the names of several women. Say no more about that one. But he's in the newspapers today hoping that his appearance on national telly with his bottom out will actually entice more ladies. But he's got a problem with this, you see, because even if he does attract more ladies, that means he's going to have their names tattooed on his bottom as well.
Yeah.
But then he's going to run out of space.
Surely.
So therefore he's going to have to get a bigger bottom. And then that is not going to appear attractive, therefore not enticing more women. So really, it's a bit of a lose-lose situation he's got himself into there, you see. I think, the problem is he's using the wrong typeface on his tattoo for the ladies' names.
Okay.
There you go. So anyway, can I just say now to the producer of The X Factor, never put anybody's bottom on TV again.
Neil Bentley.
Now, must spreader... Well, I'm a bit fearful of this, actually, but Fearless Freddie Knock, who's 46, has took 90 minutes to complete the record-breaking 1,000-metre trek on top of a tightrope, which is actually, you know, when you go skiing, you've got the cable cars. Well, he's actually walked up the cable.
Look.
No.
I know.
I know. Now, not being funny, this weekend at the Newport Community Games, which I went along to on Saturday. Thank
Excellent.
You. At Newport Rugby Club, they Shropshire Climbing Group had a tightrope, right, between two rugby posts. Now, that's not very far.
No.
It was about 5 metres, 6 metres, something like that. I was all over the place. Honestly, it's a lot harder than you think to tightrope walk. And bearing in mind, it was about half a metre, a metre off the floor. This guy's about 2 miles in the air. What is he doing?
Did he have any safety gear on?
This guy has no safety gear on. The only safety thing this man has is life insurance. And I'm sure he's not even insured to do that.
No, probably not.
But anyway, so I don't think I'll be taking on that challenge, to be fair.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
There is another little element to the Richard Branson story, which I missed out on this morning. Richard Branson, morning Shropshire, this is The 7. must say, of course, everybody's fine.
It's fine.
From Richard Branson's island home of
Necker.
The house isn't fine. No. The house sadly burnt down. But Richard Branson has said that they're just going to start working to get it rebuilt and all will be well, which is good. But his whole family is fine. Everybody's in good spirits, etc., etc. But there is another little element to this story which I missed. Richard Branson wasn't staying in the house, was he?
No, he was in another villa.
Just down the road.
Just down
on
the
his
road,
island.
On his island.
So he saw the great house, as it were. That's the one that's burnt down. He got struck by lightning. So what did Richard Branson do?
He ran naked towards the house.
I think that
that's
is
amazing.
Just brilliant. That is just brilliant. I mean, that's what you would do. Not pick up a dressing gown or anything. Not try and chuck some boxes on. Just run down the beach naked. Let's be realistic here. The only reason why that's, you know, we wouldn't do that now in Shropshire is it's just a little bit drizzly outside.
Yeah.
You won't see me running naked.
Apparently.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, of course it was a thunderstorm. Sorry.
So bang on the desk.
But yeah, so there we go. So Richard Branson, nakedly to the rescue. And all is fine. Let's move on from that.
Neil Bentley.
The Aussies are doing it again. They have launched a recruitment drive to try and get young people, young Brits, to go out to Australia to take up some of the new and exciting jobs that they've got on offer down under. They do this every year when they know we're having a rubbish summer.
Yeah.
Stop it now, Australia. Stop it. All right, you may have, you know, hot sunshine and glorious beaches and beautiful seas and... Actually, yeah, sign me up, actually. I wonder if there's any radio jobs going.
Breakfast Podcast.
Nigella Lawson and her husband, Charles Saatchi, have just completed the renovation of their new home, which was actually originally built in 1870, and they've renovated the whole thing. She's put in the kitchen, obviously, Nigella Lawson being a domestic goddess. The kitchen cost £500,000. Now, I like cooking, but even I'm not sure I could spend £500,000 on, like, a kitchen.
That's like a restaurant. She can actually open her kitchen as a restaurant. That's how much she spent.
Maybe
on
that's
it.
What she's done. I don't understand that. How do you spend £500,000 on kitchen? You know, it would have to come with a Gordon Ramsay, quite
Clearly.
Frankly, in the kitchen. And, but there we go. That's how much her kitchen's cost.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
News from the Big Brother house this morning. The Star newspaper today claims that Celebrity Big Brother was hit by a new bullying row last night as Bobby Sabel ripped into Essex babe Amy Childs, apparently branding her a fame-hungry money-grabby. Surely they all are fame-hungry money-grabbers as they're in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Say no more.
Breakfast Podcast.
Right, let's see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Ruby Keeler, with us or sadly no longer with us.
No longer with us?
You are correct. Would have been 101 years old today. Kenny Baker, with us or no longer with us?
With us?
The actor. He is the guy inside R2-D2 on Star Wars 77 today. Ken Hensley.
Ken, with us.
Yeah, you know Ken.
Yeah, Ken.
You know Ken, with the 70s pal. Rockers, Urian Heep. He is with us today. He's 66. Jeffrey Daniel.
With us?
The dancer and singer with Shalimar, 54 today. Right, it is Stephen Fry's birthday.
Ooh.
Happy birthday to him. Comedian, TV presenter.
Yeah.
Smart guy. Question is, how old is Stephen Fry?
Ooh,
don't check his Twitter. Don't check his Twitter. How old?
Is he 51?
54 today.
54.
It was today, August 24th, in the year 1200, that John of England famously issued the first Magna Carta.
You're lying.
Why?
I don't know. It's the game.
That is actually true. Is John of England. What a title. I would love that.
I thought you just made it up.
No, that is true.
Neil of the Seven.
Neil of Shropshire. To all my friends, I am known as Neil of Bentley. So, there you go. Actually, in 1215, though, Pope Innocent III declared that Magna Carta is invalid. Oh. So there you go.
Breakfast Podcast.
I was not happy yesterday, Carly Swain. Not happy.
All right, what's the matter now?
I was going off doing a little bit of birthday card shopping, okay, buying some birthday cards. It's August, well, yesterday it was August the 23rd. I was quite happy with August 23rd. Middle of summer, summer holidays, cool. Going to a card shop, fine. Massive display of Christmas cards.
Don't
I know,
go there.
I know. And I stared at these Christmas cards in disgust, wondering what I was supposed to do with this information that I was receiving. My eyes were hurting, my brain was throbbing, because I was thinking, is it December? Have I got this wrong? Have I slept for the past, like, 4 months?
Outrageous.
What's going on there? You know, I know Christmas is coming. I'm not thick. I'm not stupid. And I'm going to buy those Christmas cards. Yeah, so a late November, December time, when, you know... What's that all about? Well, I didn't know what to do. I was almost tempted to push the stand over.
I think maybe you should have done.
And cry like a baby. What is this? What is going on? So, just in case you forget, apparently the 25th of December is Christmas Day.
Just around the corner.
I didn't realise. I forget every year. It's only the biggest worldwide event. I do forget these.
Neil Bentley.
I love this story. The Felixstowe Academy prides itself on being, you know, the top academic. Its students are excellent and excel in everything.
Okay.
In fact, their motto is indeed, the best learners in the world walk through our door.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday, they unveiled their new sign, Felixstowe Academy. It was missing the S out of Felixstowe. So it said Felix Tao. Felix
nice.
Tao Academy. Welcome. The best learners in the world walk through our door.
That's
obviously
amazing.
Not the people who made the sign. They did not go to Felix Tao Academy.
Breakfast Podcast.
One in five women spend more time talking to their dog than they do their husband or boyfriend.
Amazing.
There you go. So, ladies, if you're listening to the radio at the moment, you're listening to The 7, and you're sharing the information with your dog, as opposed to your husband or partner, don't worry. You're with 20% of the females in the country. Now, I'm no relationship expert, but what I was going to say is that if you're talking to your dog, surely that means you're with the wrong bloke.
Maybe. I don't have a dog.
Well, who do you talk to then?
I talk to Rich.
That's okay then.
There you go,
that
then.
Is fine. You're okay. But yeah, so if you don't have a dog and you're not talking to your partner, what are you talking to? Maybe you're talking to yourself.
Probably.
I don't know. But there we go. That's a statistic of the day.
Breakfast Podcast.
Yesterday, of course, the big news was the fact that on the island of Necker, it was Richard Branson's house had caught fire. Kate Winslet came to the rescue in a bizarre twist of fate. However, everybody's fine, etc., etc. But Richard Branson himself was staying at another villa that he owns, obviously, just down, a little bit down from the Great House. Now, he obviously heard that it was caught fire, so he ran naked.
He did.
From his villa to the house to help with the rescue effort. Yeah. Now, you discovered another little gem about this story yesterday.
I did. He actually, when he ran out of his house naked, ran into a cacti on his way to the fire.
Oh, bless that man.
He would be naked.
I know. That's what happened. Having said that, though, Richard Branson did say this, didn't he? If not, we're making fun of this. He did actually make a little bit of fun of this
him
into the afternoon.
Saying this.
Saying, can you believe it? Ran naked into a cacti.
Great.
Of all the things you don't want to do in your life, run naked into a cacti.
Good.
So, having said that, nobody was injured in the house fire. Everybody's fine, except for Richard Branson, who, suffered a few little stings in his leg. But he'll be fine.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
What a stretch you just had there, Rosencroft. What a stretch.
Really good stretch.
It was almost like as if you were trying to flex your arm muscles. Anyway, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm now awake.
Ready for the radio. Let's see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Ruby Keeler with us, or sadly no longer with us.
With us?
Sadly no longer with us. Would have been 102 today. Regis Philbin.
no longer with us.
The TV presenter presents the American version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He is 78 today. Vivian Campbell.
With us?
From Def Leppard, 49. Elvis Costello.
With us?
Oh, an air of uncertainty. Yes, Elvis Costello is 57 today.
I think it was just Elvis. It threw me.
Yeah, not Elvis Presley. No. Right, it is Billy Ray Cyrus's birthday today. That's Miley Cyrus's dad.
Right.
And singer and actor of his own right. Question is, how old is Billy Ray today?
Don't break my heart. I can break it hard. I don't think you understand.
Quick thing for the answer. I'm going to go with 48.
50 today. So close. Yeah, so far.
Big day.
Yeah. Happy birthday to him. I hope Miley's done something today.
Got
I don't know.
A good present.
A good present. I don't know. Maybe a day of silence. Right. It was today, August 25th, back in 1609, that Galileo Galilei demonstrated the first telescope. Is that true? Or have I made that up?
It's true.
It is indeed true.
Neil Bentley.
A new book is being published which will outline the disastrous time in charge of the Royal Bank of Scotland of Fred Goodwin, Sir Fred Goodwin, and basically the fact that he was a rubbish boss and running a company, but also turns out that also an actual rubbish boss personality-wise, because he was not happy if somebody put the wrong biscuits in the boardroom. Apparently he would hit the roof on such important topics such as the wrong biscuits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turns out, at one stage, catering staff were threatened with disciplinary action after putting what he described as rogue biscuits.
Rogue biscuits.
On That's the boardroom amazing. Table. They apparently offered him, how rude, pink wafers.
I love a pink wafer.
I know you love a pink wafer.
Excellent.
So therefore, you should be in charge of the Royal Bank of Scotland.
Clearly.
Because you'd be happy
with
it.
I would do a
great job. Because clearly, in Sir Fred Goodwin's mind, that's the most important thing that matters. Not the fact that you're running the company like a donkey. The fact that, you know, the right biscuits. So, Carly Swain, you need to get in the top jobs, love.
Who doesn't love a pink wafer?
Breakfast Podcast.
So I'm wandering around Shrewsbury yesterday, go for a little jolly down by the river, you know, got my book, sit down for a little bit, do a little bit of reading.
Didn't come and see me.
No, because I knew you'd be in bed.
All right.
So, and then I go to sort of walk in town, go think, I'm going to go and get myself a coffee.
Okay.
Go order a coffee, go and sit down at a table. The table opposite to me, I see these, you know, these two lovely people, head first in a menu, and I'm like, I don't believe it. Turns out, it's the Swain's parents.
Yay!
Mr. and Mrs. Swain. So I joined them at their table for an hour. We had a right good chat about you, actually, love.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was good. I had a nice little chat. What are the chances of that? I go for a nice little relax. They went for a nice little relax, and look what happens, bump into each other. So, no, it was good. So thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Swain. A nice little coffee and a nice little drink. And your mum had possibly the world's biggest scone I've ever seen. It was
literally the size
of her face. It was a big scone. I thought scones were tiny little things. This was massive.
It was massive. Not with fruit in. She never has it with fruit in. No.
With butter.
Just plain.
Breakfast Podcast.
Oh, we like a bit of blondie of the morning.
Yeah.
Heart of Glass, good morning, Shropshire. You're listening to The 7. It is GCSE Results Day, Thursday, August the 25th. So we've decided then that we don't particularly like... Well, it's not we don't like, but it's not the funniest joke ever, but
no.
The number one joke, apparently, from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I needed a password 8 characters long, so I chose Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Oh, I get it. That's all right. I get it. I, however, think there are a couple of other contenders in the top 10 which are funnier. Okay. Hannibal Buress said this joke. People say I'm taking it one day at a time. You know what? So is everybody. That's how time works.
I like that.
See,
one.
That is pretty funny. That is pretty funny. My favourite one is from Tim Vine. Crime in a multi-storey car park. That's wrong on so many levels. See? That's a good joke. I like that one. That made Carly Swain laugh. Therefore, by default, that's a good joke.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
I was in Walford and North Shropshire College yesterday in Oswald Street, just having a little chat with some of the staff there, and there was this a bizarre sense of calm before the storm. And what I mean by that is the place was empty, just a few staff milling around, you know, tidying up something or whatever. And then we were talking to Lucy, who works there, and she said next week enrolment starts and there'll be 2,000 students enrolled, and you can't help but feel that, you know, tidy up a little bit just in the minute, but next week it's going to be just ridiculous. So good luck if you are. You got your GCSE results yesterday, and you are going to Walford and North Shropshire College. They've got an advice and guidance evening coming up on Wednesday night as well. I said I'd give them a bit of a mention on that this morning.
Neil Bentley.
Katy Perry, Last Friday Night. Well, it's Friday today, so therefore we'll have another Friday night. Woo, yeah.
Oh, they agree.
There you go.
How dumb have you become?
Right, let's see how well you... I'm all over the place today. I know, I can't. Let's do the riddle. You don't want to have me, but when you have me, you don't want to lose me. What am I? That's only funny because something we've just seen on the internet. Never mind. What do you reckon?
This is difficult. Is it false teeth?
Funny you should say that, because Elvin said that as well, false teeth. You don't want to have me, but when you do have me, you don't want to lose them from your mouth. It's not that. Big Al said, is it a wig, a pension, or is it anything to do with your birthday? It's not that. Tanny says, it's your job. Nobody really wants a job, but then when you have a job, actually want to lose it. Well done to Judy in Maidley, who's got this absolutely spot on. What do you reckon? You don't want to have me, but when you do have me, you don't want to lose me. What do you reckon that is? 0333 456 0777 is my telephone number. Are you alright there in the background, Swain?
Yeah.
She's fine. She's got an interesting shade of red again. As she chuckles away. Morning, Shropshire. This is the 7:13 past 8. Boy meets girl.
Neil Bentley.
Kelly Goodall is with me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Neil.
From Hope House, of course. You've got some exciting things coming up. What are you here to talk about?
I'm here today to talk about Quarry Fest, which is our first ever music festival that's happening next Saturday, Saturday the 3rd of September.
Exciting times. And Quarry Fest taking part where?
It's happening in the Quarry in Shrewsbury, just by the bandstand, that area there where they normally have the fair. So just walk through the Quarry and you'll see it all happening just to the left there.
Now, it's just a one-day festival, isn't it, I believe? Is that right? Or
yes, it's one day, and gates open at 5 o'clock in the evening, and live music starts at 6 and finishes at 10. So we've just got 4 hours of live music, but we have got lots and lots of live music, very, very short band change over time, so there's lots and lots for people to listen to there.
Good stuff, and tickets still available, although selling pretty fast at the moment. What's the best way to get involved? What's the best way to get tickets?
Tickets are selling extremely fast now. We've sold well over 500, with it being the last week, we haven't got as many left as we thought, and they are going fast more and more every day. Tickets are now available from the Hope House shop, which is Shop Latch in Shrewsbury, Fusion Hair Salon Mardle, and the Hope House shop, the Hope House fundraising office, and that's 01691 671 671, and then also the ticketsellers.co.uk. Tickets are priced at £15, and that whole £15 goes to Hope House, as the event's kindly been sponsored by Selector Skip in Shrewsbury. So what I would advise anyone that's interested in getting tickets or buying tickets to get in touch with those places, and it is over 16s only, and proof of ID will need to be shown on the gate. But we've got loads and loads of local bands: The Taste, Good Swimmers, 10K Runner, Katie Brisbane, Under the Fridge, Oasis Tribute Band, Fight the Bear, and Radio Riot. All are really, really looking forward to it, and also Fashion Show by House of Fraser and Fusion.
Absolutely brilliant. And you said there's quite a lot going on in the actual quarry as well, in the area around the festival as well, to keep people entertained.
Yes.
So pretty much a jam-packed 4 hours, really, as part of this Quarry Fest. So brilliant. Yes. Thank you very much. So yeah, get the tickets for that one, £15 each. All the money, all £15, going to Hope House, isn't it? How important is that for you and fundraising at Hope House at this time of year?
It is hugely important. Our donations are down by a third this year, so we're pulling everything as much as we can out the bag with old events, new events. And the reason why this event is so important, it's the first time we've done it. It's great for young 16, 17, 18, 30, 40, 50, 60, couples, groups of friends, events, birthdays, whatever, and the money is all going to Hope House, so we really, really do need that. We rely on donations, as we need to raise over £4 million every year, so this event could make £10,000, maybe a bit more, and that is hugely important in the current climate. So I really appreciate everybody that's bought tickets, and whoever is still looking to buy tickets, please get their tickets, they are going so fast.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Kelly. We'll get the details on our website as well, the7.co.uk.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.